You're back on the air again. Hi.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, anyway, what I was doing was sitting there kind of sulking over my losses. But anyway, this man walked up with a suit on, and he was kind of a movie star-looking kind of guy with the dark hair, slick back, Vaseline, almost like the late 30s or 40s. And he sat down, and I thought he looked pretty rough, and he said, "Go to the Flamingo." And I said, what'd you say? And he said, "Go to the Flamingo and play in the table in front of me."
Really?
And I said, "Well, I don't
in front of him."
That's what he said.
In other words, he was going to be there as well to point the way.
He said, "Play the table in front of me."
Yeah, gotcha. All right.
So anyway, I asked him if he wanted a drink, because I used to drink scotch, and he said, "I'd love a scotch." And he took a scotch, and he walked away.
Yes.
And I asked the bartender, I said, "Have you ever saw him before?" And he said, "Well, I didn't really see who you were sitting by. I hadn't seen anybody sit by you tonight." And as I watched him go up the escalator, he sort of disappeared.
Mm.
But there was a lot of people at the MGM. This was the night of the Tyson fight.
Oh, yeah. So I'm sure you beat feet to the Flamingo, right?
Well, I went out and got in the bus, and I'd never ridden in a bus in my life.
Yes, sir.
Public bus. It was 4 in the morning.
Yes, sir.
And I went down and just went. I wasn't sure exactly where the Flamingo was at that time. But there it was. And so I walked in the main door, and I walked around the blackjack tables because that's my favorite game.
Yes.
And I never did see this gentleman standing by a table. And I thought to myself, well, this is crazy. And then I looked over to the left, and there's a cardboard figure of a person full size.
You got to be kidding.
And right. I didn't know who it was at all. And I asked one of the dealers, I said, "Well, who's that cardboard figure? Because it looked just like the guy I met at the Flamingo."
Yes.
And he said, "Well, that's Bugsy Siegel."
And I said,
"You got it.
He's a father of Las Vegas."
That's what he told me. He said, "That's Bugsy Siegel.
That's the founding father of the city over the hill."
Well, anyway, his cardboard statue or figure was right there.
So you played?
I played and won $7,000.
Oh, my God. Now, that's one hell of a story.
It's a true story.
You swear on TV Guide.
Well, I swear to you, it's a true story. I told my son this story. Me and my son went and stayed out in Perup also for about a week. And I've listened to you over the years, but actually I stayed in Crystal, that little city just north of Perup.
Oh, that is a little city indeed.
Yeah, there's
Crystal.
4 rooms out there.
Uh-huh.
But that's what we spent the money on, was just hanging around out there.
$7,000. Yeah. Well, that's a hell of a story, man. Thank you very, very much for the call. That's really a cool story. Yeah, Bugsy. Bugsy was mafia. Bugsy is the man who founded Las Vegas. The founding father of Las Vegas. That's quite a claim, huh? Gangster founded the city. Well, he did. He could we've often wondered, you know, if he'd stumbled over the hill, Las Vegas might be where I'm sitting at the moment. That's an incredible story. And you know something else? It kind of figures that Bugsy'd be hanging around. And where else would he be?